We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Mem Hei. The halachos of the four different domains of Shabbos, Sivchas. Mevoyos, this is on page Kuf Tzadi Zayin and Aleph, the last word. Mevoyos, as you get into Medbeis, the alleyways are the Chavim Tezai Nama, that are 60 namas wide, Maskatzim Biktasim, and they get narrow by the edge. Ve'imim Tezai Nama, they don't have 60 namas. Yes, some say Shem Arkan La'erich Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that if the length is along the length of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so then it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It says Bishbus of Katan Chafei, Biktas and the Hulu, they get narrow by the end where there's not 60 namas. So it says Toy Sefer, it's the scribal error. So Chlem has to say Biktasan in its edge, Oi She'imbim Tezai Nama, or it doesn't have 60 namas. And the Arkan La'erich Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and it's length along the Rishus Rab, and then Yeshem Samsay Shem Rishus Rab. So, Beard Farm, now what's the explanation now? The Mitchila Kasa, in the beginning, he wrote Lenin Mabu regarding the alleyway Shem Miskatsa Mimitase that narrows by its edge. But, in part, then he adds even more that Philim Imbachal Meshach Mabu Tezai Nam, even if you don't have an entire length of the alleyway, 60 Namas, but Kamakum still keep it Arkal Arkal Shatar Rab. Since its length is along the length of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, unfortunately it's open to it. But Rabbim Boikim and the public goes through that. So it's like part of it. Now, the Lim Pirish Machabish Yurif, the fact that the Machabit does not specify a measurement, Mashmah sounds like the Philim Amavikazah, even if the Mavi is very narrow, they Mazakifil Yud Gilmul Aman, if it doesn't even contain 30 Namas, Kamakan of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it would still be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, according to this opinion. Which Shartin Nes Chabtaz brings this from the Vilna Gaon. It says, I found explicitly in the Chiddush Rashi, Eben Ritva, but in the Bav and Nir and Shabbos. The Vilna, if it's only 10 amos wide, it's also Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, since the length is along the length of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And that says, we're not going to Shri in the first parak in Eben. Just they explain their words when the two edges of the Mabli are open to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and they pass over there from there to there. Siv test. The mabbis that are a width of 30 numbers and a third, Shnei Rishayim Falash Moshes Rab, and the two ends are flush open to Rishus Rab, which are Shurachav Tesayin, which they are 6 numbers wide. Yesham some say Shurishus Rab, that is Rishus Rab. It says Meshbus of Kod Chabav, Yudgil Amas Shlish, 30 numbers and a third. It's really what they hold. The Bashir Zeh with such a measurement. It's also convenient a little bit for the public. It's effective because when these two ends are open up to the Rosh Ram, that this area should also be considered as Rosh Ram. Some say that it's a Rosh Ram. The Kibin Rosh Ram Gemur Yesh Peshnei Rosh Ram, because since you have a full fledged Rosh Ram on its two ends, and the public therefore goes through it. And that's how they go from one Rosh Ram to the other Rosh Ram through this Mavi. Then it comes out that there's also utility of the Rab in this Mavi. The Chashav Rosh Ram Asma, and therefore it would be considered as the Rosh Ram itself. And v'had mevor lekamon v'simishin samagdal. Just so we have later on simishin samagdal. The mavi mafolish b'shnei rishel rishes ram. If you have a mavi that's open, it's two ends to rishes ram. Ain din rishes ram. The halacha is not like rishes ram. Maybe that's talking about in rochav yigal ma'amah when it's not certain numbers wide. Oy or the ma'irik shemavi mafolish b'shnei tzadim le'roichim rishes ram. Talking about where the mavi is flush open in its two ends to the width of rishes ram, with the ain rabim b'ikim, but with the public is not going through it. Because the Mishra Reis Lichnas Mishra Zram LaMavoy, because whoever wants to enter from the Shazram to the Mavoy, Tzorach LaAkim Dark, he has to turn his path. And Bekan, my Rehir is Tomah, because LaMavoy Hoy Lich LaAruch HaShazram. The Mavoy is going along the length of Shazram. Bo'elcha Derech Mavoy Zul LaHegel HaShazram Ma'acha HaShekenegde. And you go through the Mavoy explicitly to the Shazram, the other Shazram opposite it. But L'chein, there be Yashim HaShazram Gemal HaMavoy. There be Yabin Nehmer HaShazram also on the Mavoy. Which is Shartin and Samad Beis says, look at your halacha in the Maschel Umiskatsu. Be halacha, the Maschel Miskatsu, the Ktsas and the Hulu. So we spoke about this Mavri, that's 60 namas wide, but it's narrow on its end, or like they says, look at Mishnah Berurah or in Sifkat Chafei, what we wrote, that even if you don't have in the whole Meshach of the Mavli, even 13 Amos, says this halacha comes in the Magen Mishnah named the Rashman Avoid Zakaidish. It doesn't mention over here that it should be mefulish from its two sides to a Shusar Am. So it sounds like Lachar that even if only one side is mefulish to a Shusar Am, it also has the name of Shusar Am on it, because since it extends to the length of Shusar Am, so it's like part of it. But from words of Tais and Rashman, there's a Kedushim, another place that they bring in the name of the Rebbe, it sounds like that it's not a Shusar Am, only if the Mavi is mefulish from its two sides to a Shusar Am, and that's the Mechaba quotes in Sif Tes. The Maschi Yigal Amas or Shlish. So we said, if you have a Mavi that's a width of 13 Amas and a third, and its two ends are mefulish to Shusar Am, that's 16 Amas wide, says you should know that this Sif is included in what was mentioned previously in Sif Ches. And the Mechaba divides them because Sif Ches is Lashon the Magid Mishnah and named Rashman Abayt Zakaydish. This Sif is Lashon the Rosh and named the Ri. So the truth is that they really disagree on each other. But according to the first opinion, it's Rosh Hashanah Rabban, even less than 13. According to this opinion of the Rosh, it sounds like that Dafka by 13, and that's what the going writes, that they disagree on each other. This is a little bit of a wonder on the Mechaba that didn't write them in one Sif and the Lashon of a Plukta. So there are from the Achrayim that they want to equate the Sif to say that if there is 13 Amos in the third, it's effective even when the Mavi goes on the width of a Shusar Am. And it says, you can support a little bit their words, in the Russian turn to Mishin to Magdal, they didn't mention Dafka when the Mavi goes according to Lenzo Shusar Am. But in truth, since they bring this in the Russian, the turn name of the Ri, and it's burned the Fdusha had a explicit name of the Ri, the Dafka and the Mavi goes along the length of Rosh Hashanah, and if not, it's not effective, even when it is 13 Amos in the third. That's how it's written in our Taisa, which it's already known that our Taisa is that of the Ri. If that's the case, Stamma is like his peers, that even according to Rosh, the Dafka and the Mavi goes along the length of Rosh Hashanah. And yet, it says Rashi, see. The Shane, the Faleshim, the Shusarab. So he said, this halacha that the Mavi that the width of 13 Amos and a third and its two ends on the foolish third Shusarab. So according to what we wrote in Siv Zayin Mishnah Berurah, that the paths that go from city to city is Rosh Shusarab, these roads. If that's the case, the same thing is if the Mavi ends along the length to the Shara ear from one to the other, it's also Rosh Shusarab. Even though the Mavi itself does not have a Shira Shusarab, but since it ends its length to the paths they have in the Shimish Shusarabim, and the Rabbim are breaking through this Mavi from one to the other, it's a Rosh Hashanah, that's written that goes to Shri in the first Pagan Irvin, look over there. Again, these are all the same thing, that they're passing through, they're an extension. The Masakh Shimish Shusarabim, and some say this is Rosh Hashanah, he says that he wrote in Lashon HaYeshem, some say because according to Rashi and the Rambam, it's possible that even in such a case, it's not going to be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And for sure, in Sif Ches, and also the Chiddush Ramban, it sounds like also that explains the Brayis of Yosakin, that Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Sherechem Tezayin Amma, if there's a case, you don't have a source of this Allah. However, the Sif Ches is not a Das Yachid, because the Rosh, also many Rishayim, they quote this Allah.
Some of the deer shoes, dish number 26. If they made a lechi, a side post, bramavli, but the width is less than 13 amas and a third, and through that it becomes a shusha yachid. In a way, that the mavli is not qualified as a continuation of the shusha that's open to. Is, now if the shusha ram that's open to this mavli, does it become a Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Because since it has two full-fledged mechitzas, and the third side, it's not totally breached, because it opens up to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Chaznish writes, the words of Tyson Erevin of Chabez, the Balamar, over the Navab, and Davi Rif, you see, the Rosh Hashanah Yachid is not fencing Rosh Hashanah Rab. It's not qualified. Because they write, the Dirshu brings a picture that you see a Rosh Hashanah Rabban, and you have that the middle is that's mafulish. It's considered a Rosh Ram. Also, according to Yehuda, holds him in the Raisa, it's enough two mechitzes to be considered a Rosh Hashanah. Even the Lishitas, in such a case, all the mavois that bring to this place are Rosh Hashanah. If that's the case, the middle of the Pilush is open to Rosh Hashanah from all four sides. But he wonders, why in truth is the Emtzah Pilush not considered as Rosh Hashanah, but it's mafulish on its four sides to Rosh Hashanah? So, right, the Taisus writes like this, only according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that holds that the Hilach L'Ram is Mavatl Mechitza. Therefore, the Mavois on the sides are not Goyder, they don't fence in the Emtzah HaPilush, even though the Rosh Hashanah. But according to the Chacham, that the Ram is not Mavatl Mechitza, the Makom HaMefulish to Rosh Hashanah from all sides is considered Rosh Hashanah. Look at that, he resolves the words of the Taisus. Now, according to the Sheet, is that a Mavi is not considered Rosh Hashanah only if there's 13 Amos in the third wide, now, in a way that it's not wide, and they did not remedy the Mavi with the Tikkun of the Mavi. That then it's not Rosh Hashanah only a Karmelist. Like a Rosh Hashanah that's open to it would have a lacha like Rosh Hashanah, because since it's mafulish through the Karmelist to another Rosh Hashanah, and the Karmelist between them is not Goydron, it's a Tzarchian. Dushu number 27. Shar Tzion brought down to on the Goyim. What you see from his words is that even if the Mavi gets narrowed down up until the width of four Tvachim, it has a lacha like Rosh Hashanah. It brings the proof from this that the Shulchan Aruch passes later on Simin Shin Nadal regarding a bar b'Shus Rabim that's near Shus Yachid. That if there's four tefachim between the bar and the Shus Yachid, consider this area as Shus Rabim. According to his words, you have to say that this is the Rishonim right, which the Sharatzin brings, that even if the Mavi is 10 Amos wide, it's considered Shus Rabim. That what they mean to say is that you don't have to have wider than 10, but even less than 10, it is considered as Shus Rabim. Dershu number 28. If they put up mechitzas in Rosh Hashanah along its width, like what's called pasi berais, as the dishu brings a picture, where are these like L-shaped like walls that only like a nam on each side. Now, through that, you don't have in the width of Rosh Hashanah between mechitzas 13 namas. Sounds like from the sugya of the Gemara, that according to all shittas, it's not considered Rosh Hashanah rather, it's considered like a Rosh Hashanah Gamar, like a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah. The reason for this, the difference is because the Afka Rosh Hashanah that gets narrowed, you don't have the Koyach with the Hilach Ram to Mevat Mechitza, but by Pasi Berois, the Machlik Sanoim, if the Hilach Ram is Mevat Mechitza, and here, where you're only doing two Pasen on the third sign, according to all Sheetahs, the Hilach Ram is Mevat Mechitza because you don't have a shame, a name of the Dal Mechitza. However, if you position the four Pasen, that is also two Pasen in the fourth side, like Pasi Berois Mamish, like Dirsha brings a picture, like it's like the L-shaped brackets are encompassing the four directions. So that would depend on the Machlikas Rishayim that we mentioned. Also, it's brought in the Lashon of the Rav Yoh. It writes, however, Pasen that are stuck in the Rosh Hashanah, which is a width of 16 Amos, and people break through it, whether from within to the Pasen or from the sides to the two ends on the outside, you could say Osra Mavat Mechitzasa, but Mavois that are not 16 Amos, you don't have to say if they're not Mefulashim, but even if they're Mefulashim, there's no one who's going to say Osra Mavat Mechitzasa since they're not 16 Amos wide. And you remedy the Lechi and the Kaira and the Tzuris HaPesach. Dushu number 29, Shana Lachas writes that the Pinna the Chasinish is to come out that the Shus Ram HaMiskatzeris that narrows is considered as Rosh Hashanah. Now, regarding but permitted to take out from Rosh Hashanah Gomer to Rosh Hashanah Mesketzeres less than Dal Amos, so Dov Landa on the Gilin Chaznish is mistopic regarding that it's possible that only Lechumah the Shulchan Aruch Patsk and the Rosh Hashanah Mesketzeres considered Rosh Hashanah and not Lekula. But in the words of Chaznish, it would seem that he's like this, Mamash Beteres Vade, that it's a definite.